We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very excited about having this gentleman on. He doesn't remember because he was jumping around here at Qualcomm Stadium back in 1998, but I was on the radio that night doing a talk show, and Joe Girardi took a phone from a buddy of mine and did a quick interview with me. And right now we're going to head out to our SDCCU fan hotline, and of course all of our radio.com sports MLB insiders come across and love having them on each and every day. Our insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Joe, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. First of all, congratulations on being named manager of Team USA. What a great honor.
Yeah, it really is. I'm so excited. I've had a chance to be on a USA team in 1985, a chance to be on a National Sports Festival team out of high school, which we actually played against. The Southern team had Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro. So that was pretty cool to play against those two when they were in high school, and to see the careers that they would have. But the other thing I wanted to say was you should have let the song play a little bit longer. To me, the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
I won't disagree with you on that. Hey, I got to ask you this, because somebody asked me yesterday. We'd had the promo running that you were coming on, and I was out and about yesterday, and somebody goes, hey, Coach, we're having Joe Girardi on tomorrow. Ask him, where are the players going to come from, Team USA? Are they going to be amateur players this time, or are you going to go down to the minor leagues?
No, we are allowed to take non-40-man roster players. So anyone who is on the non-40-man roster, you know, for an example, it could be a player that got released in the month of August and, you know, has had a really good career and has played really well. So we are starting to put the team together. I am excited about it. I'm excited about some of the players that I think we're going to have an opportunity to use, and I can't wait for this to start.
Joe Girardi, Radio.com, Sports MLB Insider. Joe, I got to ask you a little bit about the Padres. I know you're also there with the MLB Network, and you're watching baseball and staying in touch with it on a daily basis. Fernando Tatis Jr., your thoughts on him?
Just amazed at how good of a player he is at such a young age, and it's just not on one side of the baseball. I think the sky is the limit for this kid. If this kid stays healthy, and I know this is a really big prediction, but would any of us be surprised if he's a perennial all-star and possibly a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done? I mean, at 20 years old, what he can do. And I think if he could stay on the field, he would have a really good chance at winning Rookie of the Year. Because he is that good, you know, the 22 home runs, and, you know, he's got 16 stolen bases. He's got an unbelievable arm at shortstop. And I know I tune in just to watch him, to watch him hit, to watch him play defense. And I'm on the other side of the country, and I want to see what he's going to do.
Joe, we got a catching controversy right now. We got one of the best catchers in baseball in Austin Hedges. He's hitting 183 right now. He's been supplanted by the young switch-hitting catcher, Francisco Mejia, who's really gotten hot, hitting 279. You've seen both of these guys. Hedges thinks he ought to be playing more. He made a comment in the local paper today. I know when you look at the defensive metrics, he's leading all of baseball. Your thoughts on the catching situation here in San Diego? Because that's going to be something we talk about, I think, all winter.
Yeah, and I think what you have to pay attention is the pitcher's ERA with each catcher, because that's a big deal. You know, if it's substantial, if it's a half a run less with one catcher than the other, I mean, think about that. That's basically 80 RBIs during the course of a season. You know, they don't play 160 games. They play 120. So that's 60 RBIs that you can put on top of what he drives in for your club. So it is always difficult. He is wonderful defensively. He does some things that are interesting, but he's very good at how he goes about his craft. He does have some power. but he has not hit as well offensively. And remember, you know, Mejia was the centerpiece of that deal that said Brad Hand over to Cleveland. And I'm sure they want to see how this kid develops. It's not the worst thing to have two really good catchers.
Can
it's
you
not,
have?
Because at some point somebody's going to go down. And it's you keep them both fresh, and hopefully it helps their at-bats.
Joe, is it okay to have two young catchers that are both really trying to solidify their careers?
Well, I think it makes it probably more competitive. And if it's not, and if each guy can focus on the team more than their at-bats, I think that competitiveness will make each player better. I don't think that that's a problem. I really don't. And eventually, over time here, one is going to really emerge as the number one guy. And it's not a slap in the face if you lose this battle, because I think both kids are really pretty talented. But, you know, eventually it's gonna work its way out, and you just keep playing them both.
As a player and one as a manager with the New York Yankees. How about your old ball club? Boy, what a year they've had considering all the injuries.
Yeah, they have. They're just so deep. And players have had career years. You know, it's just amazing what they've been able to do with that club and how guys have really stepped up. And you think about their third baseman has just had a – I mean, no one saw that coming. I mean, no one saw the year that he was going to put up. And he's done it. You know, Andujar went down. He took advantage of a situation. And Gio Urshela is – I mean, been incredible. You know, Ottavino was brought over. He's had a tremendous year. The Colorado connection has been very, very good. DJ LeMahieu, you know, I know that some of the other guys have had off the chart years. But, you know, without Mike Trout, you could argue that maybe he should be the MVP of the American League. So, they have gotten contributions maybe from guys they didn't expect such huge contributions, but they can really hit and they score runs. And they've done a number on Baltimore, which has really helped them too.
Hey, Joe, this is your second year you're out as a manager. And, you know, you're in it as a player. You jump in it. You're managing. And you're almost like in a hallway where you're seeing straight ahead and you don't see things on the right and left of you sometimes. Being out of the game right now, not in uniform, how do you look at the game right now? You're seeing some things now that maybe you didn't see as much when you were in uniform?
Oh, I think so. I think the game is always changing. How players are changing, the importance of getting through to players to make adjustments to change and understanding that you can continue to get better. I mean, that's something I always did. But, I mean, I look at a guy like Cody Bellinger. You know, I think Cody Bellinger witnessed in two World Series the way that Houston hit and the way that Boston hit. And all that power is great, but if you're striking out all the time, when you start getting in those final series, you're seeing good pitching every night, you're not going to be productive. And he made the adjustment. So it's those type of things getting through to players that have the ability to do that, I think is really important. I also think the importance of, you know, continuing to see how this, the amount of bullpen usage affects it in the long run, just not in the short term. It seems like with the increased amount of bullpen usage, we've actually seen a drop off in bullpens. And I think the drop off is because they are used so much, it's a much bigger pool that they draw from. It's not, you know, maybe 8 or 9 guys over the course of a year, it's 15 to 20. And when you start getting in some of those lower numbers, the 13 to 20, it's not the same as this as the first 10 guys. So you have to be careful how you use guys and make sure guys are getting their proper rest so they do stay off the DL.
We're visiting with Joe Girardi, radio.com, a sports MLB insider. I want to go back to catcher just for a minute. How much time did Joe Girardi spend as a young guy coming up in the minor leagues, and then once you establish yourself at the big league level, working on framing?
We did it a lot, actually. And the reason this wasn't talked about so much when we were coming up and doing, it's because it wasn't able to be measured. And you weren't able to put a number to it and say, this guy is the best. I mean, I don't know how many people remember the guy Charlie O'Brien. Charlie O'Brien was the best framer in my day. He also had a great staff to work with. You know, he had Maddox and Gladden and Smoltz and all those guys. But he used to steal pitches all the time, but it wasn't quantified. So these aren't really new things. They're not new concepts. But the idea of measuring them and putting a number to and a value to is new. We knew it was valuable, but we couldn't really put, well, it saves, it's worth this much on defensive war. They didn't do that, so you weren't paid for that.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to ask you about ball players being at the ballpark maybe too many hours a day. You know, I remember talking with Buddy Black a few years ago when he was managing. We were sitting in the dugout, I don't know, a half hour before the game. I said to Buddy, you know, Buddy, your guys hit too much. And he looked at me and goes, you know, I agree with you. How about the number of hours these guys come to the ballpark and they're there, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The game doesn't get over to, you know, 10, 10:15 at night. And you're doing that day after day. And then you throw in the travel. Ball players, ball clubs expect too much out of these players, you think? Are they there too much?
I don't necessarily see it that way. I think they come because the facilities are so good and they can do so much work. There's an opposite. When I came up, we didn't get there so early, but we stayed a lot later.
Right.
So you still put in a lot of hours. You just would stay an hour to an hour and a half after the game where guys are gone in 20 minutes now. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're out of the ballpark in 20 minutes. So I think it's more on the front end than it is on the back end. I think it was important on the back end because I think players used to talk about the game a lot more and what they saw and why I saw this guy and you didn't. And I think we missed some of that. But they still spent a lot of hours at the ballpark.
Hey, last thing, I got to bring this up because you got me in trouble, and you got one of your former teammates in trouble, Bob Scanlon, back in 2006. You came in here with the
Florida Tin Man.
Yeah, the Tin Man. And Dave Garcia was involved in this as well. Dave's no longer with us, but it was a great friend of mine, taught me a lot about baseball. We had his grandson on a couple of days ago, Greg. But you brought the Marlins in here, and on a Sunday afternoon, I don't know why you did it, but you had everybody out there taking infield, outfield. You had your two catchers suited up. They had their full gear on, and you guys came out, and you were hustling all over the ballpark. That afternoon, you guys smoked the Padres, and Bob and I were doing the postgame show, and we brought it up because the Padre guys, they didn't take batting practice that day. They came out, you know, about 20 minutes before stretch, ran some sprints. You guys just ran them off the field that day, and Bob and I were talking about it on the postgame show, and, you know, Boach talked to us the next day. He goes, what do you mean we weren't prepared? I go, well, Joe Girardi's got his team out. They're taking infield, outfield, and they're running around. They got their catchers looking like it's spring training. And Boach just kind of grumbled. You know, he can grumble a little bit, but I always remember that because it was kind of funny.
Yeah, well, I think, it's easier to do it with a younger club than it is an older club. And Boach had a bunch of veterans. But I always believed with my young team, on days that we didn't hit, it was good to get their bodies going, and that's why I took infield, because I wanted them to have that adrenaline before the third inning. Because some days when you don't hit, you don't feel like you really get it going until maybe the second or third inning. So I would have them come out and take infield. It would be quick. It would get bodies going, and then they knew. And we didn't do it a ton, but on those day games where we didn't hit, we would do it, and I thought it was successful for us.
That was Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Joe Girardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for the time. I'll look forward to doing this again. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
Good stuff right there from Joe Girardi. Again, a part of Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. You got to love Joe Girardi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.